somebody gonna surround me? Oh! You don't belong here. Fuck you! You put it down. Where are you going? Oh! Sammy hurt himself. It's not gonna fit you! And you don't do that to a friend! Oh, God!
It's a horrible idea.
Look, if he says no, I'll just come back home.
Stupid. And selfish. Be safe, okay?
Chris, it's Michael. Can I come up?
Who?
Mike Danube, your best friend.
Yeah, man. Just don't scare away the birds, though. Seriously.
Okay.
Do not scare the birds.
Okay, I'm coming up, all right? Don't shoot, okay? I'm good, man. I'm good. You?
Oh, God. Fucking fantastic, man. Fucking living the dream, man. Isn't this fucking the tits?
Yeah. Yeah, it's something else.
Yeah. How'd you find this place?
You sent me a map.
Fuck, I did? God damn, man. These fucking bugs are trying to fucking get me, dude. They're trying to eat me like they got this goddamn tree over here.
Yeah, I read about that. It's a parasite, a beetle, right?
Yeah, yeah. It fucking flies, too. Did you know that? A lot of people don't know that. I wouldn't give a shit if they ate the entire tree, but no, they fucking leave it like a dick to fucking remind me that they'll fucking eat me. Oh, fucking shut the fuck up! I swear to God, these fucking birds, they just fucking take my shit all the time and they will not fucking shut up.
Oh, God.
Eat my fucking... I got drinks, man. You want a drink?
Sure.
Come on, man. Let's get fucking drinks. Come on.
Okay. Mike, it is good to see you. Seriously, I am glad you got to see this place. It's a very special place to me, and you get to see it. I'm happy.
Yeah, of course.
Oh, God.
You look, you lost a ton of weight.
Oh, yeah, I can see my dick now.
Krekins. Huh?
You've been busy.
Fuck yeah, I've been busy, man. The inspiration, I'm telling you, it just fucking flows through me. Like a river of... Where's my fucking pipe? Okay. All right. Give me my pipe, dude.
I don't have it.
Mike! Fuck you! Give me my fucking pipe right now.
I don't have your pipe.
Mike, you fucking asshole! No, don't fucking judge me with your shitty fucking eyes. God damn it. Really? It was the fucking birds. You're right. I got you. Okay, here it comes. Shit! God damn! Oh, fucking bullets! I'm a fucking bullets! God damn
Chris,
it, man!
It's okay, man. All right, I see your pipe.
You see it?
Yes. Yes. It's outside. Okay. I'm gonna go outside and I'm gonna get it.
Okay.
I'm gonna bring it back to you.
Bring it back.
Just have a seat on your mattress and chill out.
You're the boss. All right. I'll be waiting here.
All right.
You're a good friend, Michael.
Yeah.
I'm sorry this had to happen when you came to visit me. Oh, fuck, Mike, you're a fucking lifesaver. Oh, God.
Oh, there we go.
Oh, God. Fuck, man. That's a lot better, dude. Fuck, that was a close one. Oh, God. Oh. Sorry, man.
For what? All right, look. I came here to ask you one last time. Can we get in my truck and take you somewhere?
Oh, come on, dude. No way, man. Mike, this is my fucking destiny, man. You know that.
All I'm asking is that you get clean for 1 week, okay? If after that you want to go back to dying here, that's fine.
No, no way.
Okay.
Yeah, all right.
Well, goodbye.
What? Mike, don't fucking here, dude. Don't leave. Finish your drink, man. Come on, sit down. Come on, finish your drink. Sit down, finish your drink. Talk to me. How's your wife? How's
Jennifer.
Jennifer.
Is good.
Jennifer's good, right? Okay, that's good. Is she still mad at me about the wedding?
Yes.
Really?
Yeah, actually, yeah. Nobody really likes you very much right now.
Oh, that sucks.
You can fix it.
Oh, God, there's no... Do you remember? I don't think I could fix that. God. Oh, God, Mike, I got a fucking dog. Can you believe that? I finally got a fucking dog. It's so fucking awesome. She doesn't live here, but she visits me every day. We're writing a book together on squirrels, her idea.
When's the last time you slept?
Oh, fuck, jeez. I don't know. Well, all right. Really?
Yeah.
You're leaving? All right, man.
7 days for the last molecules
fucking
of that shit leaving your body. After that, you want to die? I will throw you the key. You'll never see me again.
Mike, what are you doing? Mike, what the fuck?
Look, I'm gonna go to the store. I'll be back in a half hour.
Mike! Mike, fuck off! Just Mike, take this fucking off me right fucking now.
Try and sleep it off.
Michael! Fuck you, Mike! Are you fucking kidding me? Fuck!
Mike, oh my fucking God, Mike, you're a fucking dead man. Fucking let me out of this fucking thing. Michael! Oh, fuck!
I tried. There's no signal at the cabin. Yeah, he says he's gonna try. He was being surprisingly agreeable. So. Yeah, I know. It is a miracle. I know. They're much bigger responsibilities.
Well, hi. Well, hi, where'd you come from? What's your name? Hey. Oh, hi. Hi. Pretty dog. Hey.
Where'd you get that?
In my pocket. I don't want my teeth to fall out. Michael? When you were gone, I took a long, hard look at myself. You're right. I'm pretty fucked up. I need to go to rehab. I'm ready, man. I'm ready for you to take me to rehab. Let's do this. Uncuff me. What are you doing?
Why are you doing that?
Mike, let me out of the fucking cops.
Do you know why Jimi Hendrix died? He didn't have Mike DeNoob and a set of handcuffs to save his life. Here, you're gonna need water and calories.
It's an empty bag anyway.
Hey, I found someone you know outside.
Are Billy and Mike outside?
No, you still talk to those degenerates?
They're my drug dealers.
Oh my God, Sarah!
Kill Mike. Kill Mike, Sarah.
I found an address on her tags. I should probably take her back to her owner.
Oh yeah, great idea, Mike. Take away the only thing in life that keeps me from killing myself.
She has a really good imagination.
Hey, some ointment for your wrist? I'm gonna fire up some chili. You want some?
Has it got crack in it, motherfucker?
Okay. At least drink something. I read that the dehydration will only make this worse.
Thank you for this. I appreciate it.
Please, Michael. Please. I need it. Please, Michael. Please, Michael. Please. I need it, Michael. Thank you.
the fucking key, Mike.
Wake up, you little bitch!
Yo, come on, don't be keeping all that scud for your dirty carpet mining self.
Oh, shit. Mike, the noob and shit. Fuck, what up, dog?
I don't know, you's in the chicken.
Yo, where's Chris?
Yo, Chris! Chris!
Y'all whooped already?
No, he's sick and he's taking a break, but I'll let him know you guys stop by.
We all getting all spracked on our shit in there, huh?
Tell him, dog.
Yeah.
Use that shit. I fucking dare you. Come on.
All right then. I'm gonna see how it is.
Yo, Chris. We gonna come back later, go fishing.
I'm telling you, motherfucker.
If we don't get that blue belly, we're gonna have some problems, yo.
Cunt.
Pack it! Oh, what
the
fuck?
Are you fucking dealing?
I wish I was fucking dealing.
What's the gun for?
Protection.
Protection from what?
The birds.
Okay, there are no birds, Chris. You have meth psychosis.
The gray men.
The gray men. Yes, of course.
Mike, the government issues each and every one of us a shadow.
Billy and Micah stopped by.
Billy and Micah are fucked up. Don't fuck with those guys.
You know,
dude.
I never thought that you would end up as bad as them.
I'm kidnapped, asshole, and you're a self-righteous asshole.
They said that you have something of theirs?
God. All right, man. Fucking last fucking month, my check didn't come, and fucking so they shared with me. Oh, God. Provided I just fucking pay him back this month.
Okay. Where is it?
You found it already.
The rest of it. Okay.
Come on, dude. You know I'm gonna find it eventually. Mike, please just give me a hit of it. Mike. Seriously. Mike, I know I sound ridiculous, because you hear... Just, you don't just go cold turkey.
What'd you do with it?
Mike, you can't fuck around with this stuff, man.
I didn't do anything, okay? I just picked this stuff up and I brought it straight here.
There was nothing else down there?
No, just a shitload of guns, that box, and these, like a little story.
Mike, this is not good, man.
Look, I know right now it probably feels like you're not gonna make it, but you're gonna be
all right. Oh, God. I owe Micah and Billy. They're not the same guys from high school, Mike. I saw Billy hit a girl so hard, her fucking eyeball popped out of her fucking head.
What are these?
They're fucking some photos I found by the stone house. I was gonna sell them at the flea market.
And they were just lying there in the dirt?
You find all kinds of shit out here. People do rituals.
So you've got government and devil worshiper problems.
I'm really fucking tired, Mike.
This is probably the point where you're gonna want to sleep for a few days.
Oh, God. Fuck off.
I'm going for a walk. How's it going, man?
Good, thanks.
Right on. Hey, you don't mind me asking, what are you doing out here?
Oh, I'm just visiting my friend.
Very cool. The only reason I'm asking is that we come out here just about every day after prayer and we never see anyone, ever. So this is awesome. I'm Justin.
Hi. I'm Michael.
Michael, it's fantastic to meet you.
This is David. Hi.
And this is Aaron. How you doing, brother?
Good.
Yeah.
So you guys are like in a church group.
Basically. Our whole thing is just making sure that people know that the celestial Messiah will land his vessel before the end of days.
You freak out.
Holy shit! What? What's happening?
There's somebody outside.
Do they have my stuff?
No, it's some girl. She looks crazy or sick or some shit.
Oh, God.
You're not scared?
Oh, man. She's probably from the New Agey mental health house up the street. They wander out all the time.
Oh.
Shine,
cunts!
Oh, fuck. Give me my gun, Mike. Mike, don't let me chain up here without a gun. Mike, don't be stupid.
Just give me the crizzy. We'll bounce.
Look, Billy, we don't have your shit, okay? Look, Chris either smoked it all or he lost it. I don't know. But I can write you a check right now for whatever he owes you if you'd be willing to call the...
No, fuck that shit. Come on, Chris, give me the fucking twiz, bitch!
Fuck you, Billy, I don't owe you shit!
Shut the fuck up!
Look, Bill. I will give you more than enough money to buy some more, okay?
Billy!
Yeah? Someone's coming up the hill, dog.
Fuck you. Fuck you to new.
What are you doing here?
I'm just visiting my friend.
Yeah, what the fuck's your friend doing here?
Mike, who is that? Don't let him know I'm in here.
I'm Michael.
Charles.
Is there a problem?
Yeah, there's a problem. This is my goddamn building.
Oh, so Chris didn't pay his rent?
Who the fuck is Chris?
Shit. Look, I'm trying to get him out of here, and I need less than a week. Is there any way we can work something out?
Well, that would be impossible. See, that's the reservation border.
We're on a reservation.
And you need tribal council approval to stay here.
Okay, look, how about I write you a check right now, and 5 days from now, you will never know we were even here.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
Tell you what. To bring me cash tomorrow, you call this number. And I want this place cleaned up in 5 days. Do you understand me?
I do.
A lot of drug addicts buried in these hills. You know that?
You're squatting.
You're squatting. No, man, we're squatting.
I mean, don't you get money from welfare or unemployment or something? Well, the owner was out there.
Billy and Mike are coming back, Mike. You never know when, but they always come back and they're gonna fucking kill us.
Oh, and did you know you're on an Indian reservation?
How the fuck am I supposed to know what an Indian reservation is or what private property is?
Check a map, you fucking idiot.
I'm a fucking junkie, Mike. I move every 2 weeks and I'm not fucking chained to a pipe.
Do you have any idea what tribal security would do to us if they caught us here?
Whatever they want.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay, so fucking uncuff me. Let's get the fuck out of here.
No, I'm gonna pay him for 5 days.
What?
We'll be fine.
Well, I hope you got a good fucking deal, because this place really sucks.
What is that smell?
I shit in the bucket.
Man said that it was worth more. And when he did that to you, where's the rest? There isn't any more. I'm not lying to you. What is that? No!
What was that?
Some weird story.
Yeah, well, the air weighs 1 billion pounds and I itch all over still.
Hey, where'd you find those pictures?
Told you, man, by that stone house thing.
Near the stove thing?
Yeah.
There's a weird record with a story in there.
There's weird shit everywhere, man. There's some weird tires by the river. Why don't you grab that?
Why'd you send me the video?
I didn't send you a video.
Yeah, you did. The link you emailed me.
Mike, do you see a computer or a camera around here, man? I sold all that shit a year ago to Shitty Carl.
What, are you gonna surround me?
I don't think I sent you that.
Yeah, you sent it to me with a map.
Look, dude. You haven't slept in like 2 days, and my brain is fucked, obviously, so why don't you uncuff me before you go crazy?
Yeah, you're right, I need sleep. Found this library book on our doorstep.
Oh, that's fantastic. You want to uncuff me now?
It's cool. It's like a collection of fiction writing or something.
God, my legs are starting to cramp up.
There's a bunch of, like, campfire ghost stories. It's,
Oh, God, they're really starting to hurt.
Hey, I'm gonna go pay that guy. Do you need anything?
Yeah, some food would be good. Can you hand it to me, man? I could barely fucking move.
Here.
Thank you.
So fucking kill me, man. Seriously, just fucking grab a gun and kill me. Look, Chris, I'm not an expert, okay? I read that this is normal. Okay, you're gonna feel weak and you're gonna feel helpless, but eventually, little by little, you will get better.
I'm not gonna fucking be able to do this, man.
Yes, you can. Yes, you can. Trust me on this. You can do this, okay? You have my word. You're not gonna die.
Just fucking kill me.
Hey.
Hey. Yeah, 4 days.
Got it. Thank you. Hey, Charles. My sincerest apologies on behalf of both of us.
It doesn't matter. If I were you, I'd leave. Ain't nothing you can do for him.
Hey, can I ask you a quick question? With all due respect, why is no one living in the place? I mean, why not, finish it off and rent it?
We rented it out to tribal members, but it got burnt in the fires we couldn't afford to rebuild.
I'm sorry to hear that. Thank you again.
So these are just there in its place?
Yeah, it's bizarre, right?
No, I don't care.
Another story with a fucked up ending. What do you think?
About what?
Do you think someone's leaving these stories for us to find?
I think people leave their shit everywhere and you fucking take it personally.
I don't know, Billy and Micah? The chick in the window? I don't know, the fucking dog? Like, why would somebody be leaving stuff for us to find?
I don't fucking know, Mike. Who gives a shit, man? I got bigger fucking problems than your fucking faggot recordings.
Seriously.
Alcohol has never been your problem. Actually, no, I won't say that. If you have problems when you drink, you have a drinking problem.
What the fuck are you talking about?
Denise the Beast Price.
You gotta bring up bullshit.
She's easily the fattest girl I think that has ever walked the planet.
I was wasted, man.
I literally saw her eat an entire block of Velveeta cheese in one sitting.
You were making nachos and the stove was broken.
There's no excuse for that, dude.
You had sex with Grody Jody Jenkins.
I was in college. I was hammered.
She looked like John Madden.
No way.
Oh, yeah. She was a punisher of eyes.
Well, it's not as bad as the hogs that Dale used to bang, remember?
Oh, man, Dale was the man. Because he owned it, you know? He had an opinion, he didn't care, and he just went for it. Didn't give a shit who fucking cared about it.
To Dale.
To Dale.
Chris.
Oh my god, I feel like shit. But in a different way.
Where did this come from?
You were looking at it when you passed out.
I was?
No, I have no idea.
Well, I mean, you know, it's hard to tell. You know, we'll have to see after, you know, we get back. But, yeah, I'm really optimistic. Well, yeah, I mean, I'm going a little stir crazy. And I miss you a lot. How are you feeling? Yeah, but I mean, it's just the mornings, right? Okay, well then, yeah, I guess you better tend to that. I love you.
Can I go down to the stream and wash off?
Nope.
Can I change my clothes?
I'm not changing mine.
Man, you have no faith in me.
Look, if that were the case, I wouldn't be here. I just don't have very much faith in you right now.
Yeah, likewise.
are you talking about?
You know what I'm fucking talking about. Dude, you keep coming here with these shitty recordings and these stupid stories about how you found them, and you're fucking acting weird.
I'm not, like, making this shit up, all right? I think someone might be messing with us.
Maybe you have, split personalities, and you're leaving each other gifts and shit for you to find.
Do you want some water?
No, I'm good. Oh, great. More shitty fucking recordings.
That's impossible.
That could be fucking filmed from right outside the window.
Then where's the glare? Okay, where's the glass if it's outside the window?
It's not fucking HD, Mike. It's dog shit. That could be filmed from right outside the fucking window.
What, do you think it's Billy and Micah?
I think some fucking kids up the street are just fucking with you.
You really think so?
Mike, I'm fucking starving, Mike. And if you don't stop talking about this goddamn shitty recording business and fucking start preparing us some food, I'm gonna fucking strangle myself with my fucking shoelaces, man. I swear to God. Make me beans or food or something.
Yeah, I'll pick up some stuff for dinner.
Oh, God, thank you. Do you want me to go with you?
Could I talk to you for a second? Thank you.
You need to be out of there.
No, I know. I just wanted to ask you about something. There's a shed down the hill from your place. Do you know why there's a bunch of playback equipment in it?
Shouldn't be in there.
I found this journal in there, and it was written all in French, and I was
Yeah. We rented it out to a bunch of French students to research something. You need to leave.
Did you talk to them?
They said they're researching folk tales.
That's it. They didn't say anything else?
They asked a lot about the caverns.
All right, thank you.
We're coming in 2 days.
Obviously, we need a kitchen, some granite countertops. Of course, granite, probably not going to pencil out.
But the thing is, it's your God-given right to be happy. Oh, hey, you must be Mike. Mike, Ted Tillingsworth, how you doing?
I was just telling Chris here how it looks like the wool's been pulled over our collective eyes, so to speak.
Mm-hmm. Oh, we're not interested in, I'm Catholic.
I understand. California bless their liberal bedwet and ACLU card-carrying hearts. Glad you two newlyweds consummate your bond.
Then you guys move into this place after some wheeling-dealing dickhead mortgage broker sells you guys an option arm with an egg and balloon payment?
No kids expendable income has turned out to be a real financial nightmare for you guys. You guys just want to feel right again.
No, okay, we're not.
Mike, I'm not here to decide who's a cub and who's a bear. But what I am here to tell you, that cash-out loan the bank's telling you is impossible. Right here in this briefcase. That whole, we buy houses for cash, I'm that guy.
He's that guy, Mike. Ted, tell him how much we could probably get.
Hold your horses, sunshine. The thing is, I'm gonna need to see some loan paperwork, maybe a deed. Whatever you guys have on hand, and we could probably work this thing out.
Mike, we have that, right? Why don't you just give us a retainer now?
Wait. You're a mortgage broker?
Michael, let's just say what I used to be able to do on the phone's probably better served in this economy going door to door.
So you're not a mortgage broker?
You guys are obviously doing what you guys do. I do what it is I do. Nobody talks about maybe what we can do together, and if we do this thing right, we trust each other, we could probably all profit from this thing.
We're renting.
I'll be damned. Of course you two are. Chris, admittedly, I'm a little bit embarrassed.
Sorry for wasting your guys' time.
Oh, and Michael, I'd hate to have either one of our businesses disrupted by maybe some business that didn't happen.
Did you read my notes on the squirrels?
You know, you really fucked us on that deal, Mike.
What?
Why didn't you follow my lead? I mean, just follow my lead, man. I would have split the money with you. God, we have real trust issues.
You're eating a real meal. This is amazing.
Yeah, well, I sleep all day, and I mostly want to kill myself when I'm awake, but sure, I'm a little hungry.
Well, I'm really happy about that.
If I had crystal meth in my hand and a gun in the other, I would have a hard time choosing.
But you're hungry.
Yeah, fine, I'm hungry.
Hey, so I figured out where all the equipment came from.
I'm really hungry.
It turns out it belonged to a group of researchers. I found their journal.
Really? They just left all that stuff up there? Man, if I would have found that stuff, I would have sold it.
And bought drugs.
Well, see, that's the thing I don't get. It's like, why would they just leave all that stuff, you know?
It's because they don't exist, I think, and you just believe everything people tell you. What?
Take a look at it.
I'm really hungry.
Take a look at the journal and I'll feed you.
Okay.
See what it says?
Nikola Tesla. Mike, this is in a different language.
Do you notice anything else?
It says telekinesis a lot.
Look, man, there are a lot of weird people out here. Okay, are you sure you don't know who shot that video?
No, I'm not sure, man. I was high as fuck.
Okay. Take a look at the clip one more time.
Mike, my blood sugar is low and I'm about to pass out. Will you please give me beans?
What the fuck?
Am I fucking brain damaged? Mike, if my fucking mind is mush, don't make me go through this.
Dude, just calm down, okay?
Fuck.
I'm seeing the same thing.
Satellites.
What?
Yeah, man. I don't know how they work either, but that's satellites. That is government satellites, and they watch everything.
Chris, why would the government be watching you?
Why would the government be watching you, Mike? Look, I don't know what you've done.
I came here to help you, okay? That's it. That's
bullshit.
All.
You came here to help yourself, and you know it.
You're absolutely right. I'm a government spy. Yeah. Yeah. Or no, wait, maybe I'm a mass murderer, child molester.
Oh, now you're just being a dick.
I'm trying to tell you, man, someone's fucking following us.
If someone's following us, why don't you uncuff me so we can get away from them?
Will you go into rehab?
Oh, here we go. I don't know, Mike.
If you don't go in, you'll die, you know that. Will you go in?
Look, I don't know. And this is retarded.
Look, if 5 days got you from no to maybe, then I'm willing to risk it.
If you're trying to atone for all those times we were kids and I saved you from getting your ass just beaten, this is a shitty way of going about it.
You saved me?
You punch like a windsock. It's horrifying. And if your wife ever sees you punch anybody, you are in deep shit. She's gonna leave you for a stronger man.
You know, your lack of belief in my good intentions here is disturbing.
Yeah, well, when your friend holds you hostage, you get a different perspective.
He's like a little story. Little story. Little story. Little story.
Made some coffee. You want some?
I'm sleeping.
It's good coffee, man. You should try it.
Does it have crack in it?
Kind of. Here. Hey, do you know about any caves nearby?
Yes. Drive to the end of the road, and then there's some stables, and then a dirt trail. Take that, and then you will find the Mexican trafficking cave.
Trafficking cave?
Yeah. Not really, but Billy and Micah thought it was this Mexican drug trafficking cave. And I was like, why would anyone build a tunnel 50 miles from Mexico? But they're like, we're gonna get rich. Tweakers.
Are you cool if I go check it out? I feel like I need a walk.
What about mountain lions?
What about them?
Since 1983, the mountain lion population of this town has increased staggeringly and steadily. Right now, there's like 13 mountain lions per person.
Yeah, I think I'll be fine.
Should take my mountain lion gun.
You have a mountain lion gun?
Mm-hmm.
I'm gonna take my chances.
All right, man.
Yeah.
You know, on a side note, I'm not feeling too bad today. I feel pretty sweet.
Good. If you got energy, I will. I'll leave you my laptop here. There's some games on it if you want to play.
Thank you. I will. Is this a camera?
Hey, you.
Hey.
For Warren Danube, I want my tish.
Look, I know this is a dark moment, but it does get better.
You keep fucking saying that, man, but you don't get it.
This is the worst of it, okay? Just make it to tomorrow.
Mike, I never enjoyed life until I started doing drugs.
Okay, I know that's not true.
It is true. Our childhood, I was miserable. Our adolescence fucking sucked. The only time I ever felt happiness was when I did a line of speed off some chick's dresser at a party.
I saw you happy before that.
Nah, man, I was being polite. I'm happy on meth.
Look, life gets better, okay? You were just dealt a shitty hand.
Oh, Jesus, man. My parents. I do drugs because my body chemistry makes me want to do drugs. If I had your parents, you know what I'd be, man? I'd be a guy with rad parents who fucking loves doing drugs. And God, I fucking hate people. Fuck, man, and you know what people do? They fucking kill dogs. You, me, and fucking those apes that killed Sarah. We're all the same. The only difference is that I fucking like Sarah. I love that dog. I mean, I'd rather just do drugs and end it on my terms rather than a virus or global warming or some shit just killing me slowly.
This is not the same guy that painted the picture on my wall.
Being creative is a curse. It condemns you to a life of failure because you can't sustain interest in any boring rat race job long enough to make a living at it.
I'm creative. I make a living.
You're a graphic designer, man. You make pamphlets, DJ flyers. You're a fucking sellout.
All right. Well, you know why none of this bothers me? It's because I can't believe a word that's come out of your mouth in the last 3 years.
Why don't you let me go, then?
Everyone you've ever known thinks that you're a liar and a thief. You know, you tricked us too many times into thinking you were pulling it together.
Like, when you and I were fucking partying and doing dumb shit together, I was doing drugs and you didn't give a shit then.
Oh, okay. So I guess then I'm like your enabler.
Call it whatever the fuck you want, man. Some of this shit is your fault.
We all believe in the possibility that you're sick. You know, we think about all the fucking horrible things you've done in your life and which ones we should hold you accountable for.
You're saying I'm sick? I never called it a fucking illness or any of that shit at all, so fuck off.
We all have temptations, okay? But most of us, we keep them in check. We keep them under control so we don't hurt the people around us. You know, I mean, there's a solid possibility that you're just fucking selfish.
No fucking shit, I'm fucking selfish, man. Fuck, the only reason you're fucking here and I'm chained to this fucking pipe is so that you can have something to fucking save and fucking feel good about yourself. But guess what, Michael? You're no fucking better than anyone else and your fucking life is as meaningless as mine, and I swear to fucking God that I'm gonna fucking sue the shit out of you when this fucking shit is done.
be back later tonight. I'm really sorry about Sarah.
Sorry!
No, I'm just tired and I sprained my ankle, you know, on our morning jog, so. Actually, the neighbor's dog, just like literally dropped dead on Chris's porch. I don't know, it was like a heart attack or something. And it's fine. Don't be sad. Okay, the dog was ugly as shit. I just I can't decide whether I should tell the owner or just bear. I don't know what to do.
Yes?
Oh, hi. I'm Michael. I needed to talk to you about your dog.
She's all right, I hope.
No. Actually, I'm sorry.
I found her by the road. It looked like some coyotes had gotten to her.
Is it Paul? Paul Sophie? Would you like to sit for a moment? I just made some tea.
I think it's just a sprain. But yeah, I mean, I could go for some tea. Thank you.
I never caught your name.
Byron.
I'm Michael.
You are from the city?
Yeah, I'm just out here taking care of my friend. Thank you.
Do you mind?
Oh, no. Go right ahead. Are you French?
Me?
How long have you been out here?
Almost 30 years, believe it or not.
I mean, how did you end up here, if you don't mind me asking?
I was studying archaeology at the Sorbonne, and I received a grant to study native art.
And you just never went back?
A study man, but I prefer not to be with him. You are fine. I can run faster than you at the moment.
So you have a lot of time to yourself here.
It is a unusual story.
I've got some time.
Two students came here with me. They said they were studying some related topics in archaeology and physics, something about new carbon dating methods. They were very excited when they first arrived, but then the arguing began. One would accuse the other of hiding research or stealing findings. A lot of screaming and slam doors.
Oh, no. I'm good. I haven't done that since college. Actually, what is that? I've never seen it read like that.
I cannot remember the exact name, but the seeds I bought from South America many years ago. It grows nicely on the hillside this time of year. What was I saying?
You were telling me about the students.
Yes. I do not know what they were actually studying, but the yelling was constant, and one day the noise went into the woods and they never returned.
Did they go back to France?
They left their passports. I tried to find them through the university, but there was no record of them.
And you don't know what they were researching?
I found some papers in the trash, some esoteric writings on manipulating light and sound waves. I think they were searching for monsters, and they found each other.
Monsters.
The people come here, and Michael, to look for aliens. Ghosts and cults and gateways to hell, secret military bases, looking into other dimensions. I think if there is something, it is none of these things. Or perhaps all of them.
I'm sorry, I'm not at all following what you're saying.
How does an isolated tribesman in Ecuador know the difference between an alien, an angel, and a ghost?
I have no idea.
He doesn't. But he tells a story to make sense of the infinite. Sometimes, when I stare up and look into the infinite, I see a film.
A film?
A membrane, a layer, and behind it is another, and another, and another. Do you see?
No, I don't. I'm sorry.
And each one has a beginning, middle, and end. Beginning, middle, end. Beginning, middle.
Thank you so much for the tea and the aspirin. I should make my way back home now. Again, I'm
Sorry about your dog. Rasputin.
Shit! Fuck, Chris!
What?
Shit!
What? What's happening? What?
Fuck. Yeah.
God. What's wrong with
Jesus,
you?
Jesus, are you alright? Fucking A.
Oh, no, dude. Don't, no, I'm fine, man. This is nothing. Oh, no big deal. Oh, no, I was, I couldn't find an artery with a coffee cup. So I was trying to pull a spring out of the mattress here, but this mattress... it's like made by NASA or something, man. It's like Teflon.
Goddamn.
Could not get a spring out. Just fell asleep, I guess, after this. It's tiresome.
Fucking A, man.
Man, you, what's up with you, man? You scared me. Why'd you run in here like that? Seriously.
I scared you.
Yeah, you came in guns blazing, man. I thought there was a fucking...
it's a fucking scratch.
War outside. Ugh. Yeah, dude, it's no big deal. Whew. See, man? No problem. Thank you, nurse.
Welcome.
There we go. What's up with your limp?
Yeah, and I fell running.
Fuck, dude. I told you, man. Mountain lions out there.
Homeless guy.
Homeless guy. Mike, you know what? There's a lot of hobo junkies in that cave I sent you to. Don't go to that cave, dude. Hey, I'm sorry, man.
There really are a lot of weird people out here.
Yeah?
Is this your knife?
Hey, man.
Yeah, it is. I lost it a couple weeks ago. Man, I could have used it this week. Where'd you find it?
Below this fucking carving that appeared while we were asleep. Looks exactly like the story on the cave wall yesterday.
Mike, are you feeling all right?
Yeah.
Lenny, are you sure?
Yeah, what's that got to do with the carving?
I don't know, because when you're out here, your mind plays tricks on you. You know, the elevation, the electrical does weird things, and there's satellites that are always watching
us.
Will
you stop talking about the satellites?
I don't know how they work either, Mike, but they're satellites, and they're always here, always watching.
Look, you are a suicidal, paranoid junkie, okay? You're my friend, but you're a crazy drug addict.
Fine. I'm just saying, they're satellites.
Listen! Okay? You never listen. Will you just listen to me? Look, I stopped by Sarah's owner's place yesterday, okay? He knew the people who owned the equipment down in the shed. They have been missing for 30 years.
Mike, you know I know you're a good guy, but I gotta tell you, I've never seen any of this stuff you're talking about.
I get that. Okay? Will you just hear me out so I can just try and make sense of this?
All right,
so people come to the boonies to, like, explore,
religion or to hallucinate or to tell ghost stories or, you know, find UFOs or Bigfoot or whatever. And we've been led to some stories.
We've allegedly been led.
Listen, to some... dude, look. Assume that I am honest and sane, okay? We were presented with several stories, all right? And all of those stories had an ending.
The fuck was that?
Mike, it's an old house. It's gonna make noise sometimes. It's not a big deal.
Look, I'll never really know what actually happened this last week, but if I could, like, give you closure or whatever, maybe it'll make you feel better.
I mean, we're paid through until sundown, but, yeah, I mean, at this point, I guess it is what it is.
Will you sit down? I will never go to rehab. Ever. Please just let me kill myself the way that I want to kill myself. I appreciate all the stuff you're doing for me, man, but as my friend, you gotta just let me go.
All right.
All right. Did you Photoshop that? Why the fuck would you do that?
Oh, I didn't.
Just give me the fucking key, please.
Fuck this. I'm going home.
You gotta be fucking kidding me, Mike. Really?
Chris, the slide machine just turned on and operated by itself.
It's electrical, Mike. I guarantee you the wiring in this house is not up to code, man.
There's pictures of us in the fucking thing that we didn't take.
I don't know what the fuck you do when you leave here.
Look, ever since I opened up that clip of you, something's been...
Oh, now you're gonna tell me you didn't open that?
What would convince you that I'm not lying or crazy?
I don't know.
So we're at an impasse.
I guess so.
Did you see that?
See that?
See what?
What?
That.
That.
Was it?
All right. No.
Oh no!
We need to leave before they get here.
I can understand. Look, man, I'm sorry. I don't... Can we go, please?
Wait. Hold on. Let's just think about this, okay? We know it doesn't want me to go home. But we know we can't stay here.
Mike, we got... Please, let's go. What's going on, Mike?
Just calm down, okay? We'll be all right.
Mike, no. Mike, what's happening?
I don't know.
Mike, if you had a guess, what...
Okay, say, say we hit some film, okay? And I'm looking at you, all right? We take that film, we get it developed, and then when I'm looking at you, appears... on the photo. It's basically, it's like using your mind to send whatever you're seeing or thinking or imagining to a film or a tape or something.
We were both in that.
I know.
What does it want, Mike?
I don't know.
I mean, fucking a theory, man.
I think it wants a story.
That's it? That's all?
I think it wants a story with an ending.
Mike, wait. Where are we going?
Okay. On the webcam, it was daylight when they were in the cabin, right?
Uh-huh.
Okay, so we'll take my truck, we'll drive somewhere nearby, and we'll come back later tonight after they're gone.
Then what?
We'll shake hands and I'll go home. I mean, it's what you wanted and it gives us an ending.
I found it.
Found what?
Royal Billy.
Wait, how the fuck did you
get it? I don't know, man. I was fucking high and I tried to drive this stupid fucking truck. Just okay. Get it the fuck out of here.
Okay, I will. Calm down, all right, dude? Jesus.
Please put it in the cabin all right. Or something. Shit. Just give it.
I'm going in now.
Here, get
it. Go fucking hell.
Fuck me. Fuck. Fuck.
Don't play that.
I can't go home, but we can't go to the cabin anytime today or tonight.
Fuck, man. You just fucking call someone? You call fucking call the fucking FBI? Call the fucking FBI or something and let's fucking go?
I can't take this home. No, we gotta get through this thing here, okay? We don't even know if it can do anything to us.
I'll go first.
Oh, we'll both go.
Fuck, man. Do you think there's bats?
Probably.
Do you remember Danny Kaiser?
With the messed up teeth?
Yeah. He was squatting at a barn up the street. Like a couple months ago, he got rabies.
Did he die?
He wishes he was dead because he was just foaming at the mouth when they got him. He was just walking in circles and he's chasing kids. He can only say a few words now and he just drools all the time. Look, Mike, I know your legs hurt, but if there's something down there, man, you gotta just please just run like it doesn't hurt, okay? Please?
Okay.
Do you remember Mark Jones?
Fuck, all right, I'll go, Jesus.
Thanks, man.
What if we just didn't open it?
We have to open it.
What if we just took it with us, and then if we wanted to open it, we would consider opening it then?
Look, I can't go home, and that last footage saved you from getting beaten to death or shot.
Well, we don't know that, right?
What if this thing's actually trying to help us?
We don't even know if this stuff is really gonna happen or not. I mean... All right, man, open it.
Ow, fuck.
It's us.
And?
We're outside, and the cabin's in the background.
Okay, what else?
Okay, we're still outside, but it's night where we lit by a fire.
A fire?
Yeah.
Do we look all right?
I don't know. I mean, I think we look okay.
I mean, are we upset?
I don't know. It's difficult to see. I don't know.
Do you think all that stuff down there is of us?
Why are you asking me?
Fuck, really? You don't want to talk about it? Okay.
Yes, I think it's all us.
Do you think that's all of it?
No. I think we could be on any recording device anywhere. We could be on a fucking hard drive in China.
They should be at the cabin by now. Do you think they found the bag?
I left it inside for them to find.
They're smoking that bag, man. They're fucking smoking that bag.
Maybe they took the trees to the road.
No, man, they're getting fucked up. And they're fucking waiting for us to fuck us up.
I'm gonna go to that place in the film. The rocks in front of the cabin.
Why would you? That's fucking nighttime, man. It's like fucking noon right now. You crazy?
I'll be fine, okay? Look, I'm gonna sneak around the back. I'll be far enough away, and plus, they're probably so fucked up they won't even know I'm there.
Why would you fucking do that?
Because I think if we can get to the end of this reel of film, we'll be fine.
You don't fucking know that.
No, I don't, but do you have a better plan?
Yeah, man, let's fucking leave.
Chris, I am not taking this home to my wife.
Fuck. All right, man, fuck it. I'll go. Let's go.
You can leave.
No, fuck you. Don't make me feel guilty. I'll fucking go. I said I'd go. Let's go.
All right.
What's it like being married?
It's good, you know? I mean, it's hard, but, yeah, I like it. What's it like being single?
Well, getting high all the time, pretty much. Covers that base.
You don't have, like a junkie girlfriend or something?
No. No, I don't. Actually, I did go into the city like a couple months ago, and I picked up a little...
What's that?
What's...
Yeah, what's that?
You know, man, like on the back of the, like the reader, those like little box ads.
I don't know.
Fucking hooker, Mike. God damn. Yeah, the whole thing just was like ridiculous, man. We just basically just were gacking rails all night long, and I just talked her ear off for like 6 hours, and then by the end of it, she just like took off, like all freaked out. We never even took our clothes off or nothing. We just talked, and then I scared her. That was pretty much my last sexual experience.
That sounds awful.
That's horrible. Yeah. Was it true about the dad thing?
What dad thing?
On the fucking CD.
Yeah. That's yeah, cool. I'm gonna be that.
Fuck, man. Are you sketched out?
I'm okay with it.
When's it going down?
7 months.
7 months? Boy or girl?
Well, it's a little early to tell.
Well, I'm not a pediatrician, Mike. I don't know.
Obstetrician.
Whatever, man. Yeah, let's just hope it's a boy, right? Better worrying about one wiener than, like, every wiener in the world.
Could have borrowed one of your guns?
Sure did.
You would have made a good uncle.
Whatever. That's bullshit, man.
Give yourself a little credit, man. Seriously, you're one of the most loyal, protective, and smartest people I know. You know, and you don't wave it in people's faces and make them feel stupid about it.
Come on, that's a bunch of malarkey.
But I'm serious. Okay, why do you think you've lasted as long as you have, like you have? It's because the dirtbags you hang out with actually like being around you. You know, I mean, I think
It makes them feel better about their dark souls to have someone like you around.
I appreciate it, man, but I'm a piece of shit. You know it. You know?
No, you're not.
Well, I mean, even though you, completely abandoned your pregnant wife to save a piece of shit like myself, I think you're gonna be a good dad.
Thanks.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know really much about it, but I would imagine being forgiving has something to do with being a good dad, and, you and I have lasted this long, so that shows that you're one, forgiving motherfucker.
There's something I should tell you.
It's cool, man. Don't. You're my buddy. That's all that matters.
No. Look, I'm trying to tell you, you don't do it, man. No, you were right, okay? You know, I felt guilty and I missed my best friend, but I had no right to intrude on your life like this, man. I just didn't.
Dude, whatever, man. Don't even sweat it. I don't care. We're cool.
I know, it's just like, you know, with the baby coming, like, I felt like this was my last chance to do something to feel better about myself, and I'm fucking sorry, man.
It is what it is, Mike. I don't give a shit. I mean, I'm sorry that I can't be this imaginary guy that you think is me. You know, you're still my buddy.
Is that all of them? Chris.
Oh, fuck.
Oh, fuck. No, Mike. It has a burn with the weed, man. I need a fucking hit. Let me go.
Fucking die, Mike. I can't control it, man. I really fucking can't. I need help.
Can I take you to rehab?
Yeah. It has to be now, man. You have to fucking take me right now.
Hey, we gave that thing a story with a happy ending.